Driving home tonight after ministering to people in the hospital, this is just so encouraging to me. We spend our hour in the oncology ward, where we minister to quite a few people, especially to children as well, some of them as young as 2 years old. And it was just, again, to me, so amazing how the enemy just tries everything in his power to steal, kill and destroy. These kids were diagnosed with, as small as they are, they were diagnosed with leukemia. They were diagnosed with a rare eye cancer. Others had brain tumors. Some of the other kids were older. And we also ministered onto adults. But the kids especially touched my heart, because, you know, they are so innocent. And yet the enemy tries whatever he can just to steal from them. These kids were just so friendly. What is also amazing and encouraging to me is that these kids were given names, indigenous names, just prophetically. The one was called the Mother of Prayer in the native language. The other one also, I've forgotten now exactly what the name there is. But prophetically, these parents named their children, and yet the enemy, knowing that there's a calling on their lives, will just come and try whatever he wants. We stood against that. The parents just also agreed with us as we cancelled the plan of the enemy, as we rebuked the cancer and we cursed the cancer out of the bodies of these children, and we just spoke healing to manifest completely in the bodies of these young children. Beautiful kids. The one little girl didn't want to let us leave. Parents were telling us that even at a young age, she's 3 years old, how she asked them to pray and asked them to worship. And you could just see that this child was going to do amazing things in her life. We also ministered to someone else who got epileptic fits from substance abuse, and he didn't even try to hide it. But this guy by the name of Michael was so open to the truth and to the word of God and the healing that was spoken over him, and we just cancelled that spirit there of abuse and of all the other things, and we declared that that he was healed, and we just rid of those spirits there as well. And we know, because as we prayed, I could just see, because my eyes were open, I could just see how that he just got a huge smile on his face, and that he took every word of truth that we prayed. And that he was free, totally free. I just reminded him that he should not take anything that the enemy tries, even through ministers and through pastors, try to speak over him, because he was told that he's been backslidden to such an extent that he will never get into righteousness with God ever again. And we just encouraged him to tell him that, you know what, the Lord is close to you, even in your heart and in your mouth, and you are the righteousness of God, and you call on him. And we told him that in his own strength he might not be able to kick this substance abuse, but by the strength of Jesus he will definitely get over it. And even as we rebuke that spirit of substance abuse, of addiction, we knew that through the strength and the encouragement of Jesus, that he is already victorious. We thank you, Lord, tonight that we could spend these few minutes with these people, Lord, even cancer patients, that we could declare over them that every tongue will confess and every knee shall bow and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. And right now, again, I declare over that cancer and over each and every plan of the enemy that they will bow the knee to Jesus, and we declare them null and void without any further effect in the bodies of those patients. And we declare full healing over their bodies, over the tissue and over the cells that were affected. We declare over the living cells, the healthy cells, that they will take over the functions of those damaged cells, and that each and every organ will just function completely well. We thank you that pain is gone. We thank you, Lord, that cancer is gone. We thank you, Lord, that abuse and addiction is gone right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh.